Today in our gospel reading, Jesus goes out into the wilderness. He is tempted by the accuser, Satan. His life is exposed to the wild predators. He suffers hunger and thirst. He spends 40 days in the wild, which reminds us of the 40 years of wilderness wandering of Israel. So Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness is a kind of snapshot of his entire life and ministry that he dwelled with us in the flesh of this world. We see how Jesus is tempted in every way, yet without sin. We see his divine nature, and God sends him out into the wilderness with the words, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." We also see the mystery of Christ's human nature. We see that he's tempted. He's attacked by Satan with his baseless and twisted accusations. Jesus thirsts. He truly hungers. He experiences weakness in his physical body, and he suffers emotional exhaustion. 40 days without water and food. And here is the truly baffling and comforting truth about Jesus and his humanity. God sends him out into the wilderness with the assurance that he is God's beloved Son. And God sends angels to comfort him. We don't even know what the angels did or said. And yet the angels bring Jesus comfort, assurance, strength, companionship. Maybe their presence alone was enough to encourage and sustain him. If Jesus was strengthened by remembering that he is the eternal Son of God, and God is pleased with him, if Jesus is sustained by keeping in mind who he is in the eyes of his heavenly Father, if Jesus is strengthened, if Jesus is sustained from creatures sent from heaven, then we ought to take note of it. We ought to remember who we are in God's sight. We should welcome angels God sends our way. If perfect Jesus was encouraged and comforted, then how much more do we sinful creatures need that same strength and companionship in our wilderness? Jesus apparently needed encouragement at that time. God sends him out of the baptismal waters with the assurance, "You are my Son, the Beloved. You bring me extraordinary pleasure." Jesus needed comfort, so God sends his angels. In our time, in the wilderness of this world, there'll be times of physical suffering, emotional distress, and spiritual temptation and trial. But we are not like Jesus in his perfection. When we're tempted, we're not perfect. We fall into temptation. We hear the voice of the accuser, "You're no good. You're a sinner. You hunger. You thirst. You might not ever be satisfied," he says, our accuser. "God's plan won't ever work. You need to fend for yourself to do things that are right in your own eyes. God may have forgotten you. God does not care. You are alone." And so the devil drives us further into despair, into the wilderness. There might be some truth to the voice of the accuser when it's addressed to us, because we are prone to wander. We do harmful things to others and to ourselves. We neglect the care of others and failed to live in a way that really nurtures even our own souls. We do not love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and above all things. We are the ones, actually, who forget God, not the other way around. Thanks be to God that just as God sends Jesus out into the wilderness, well equipped, so God sends us out into the wilderness of this world. We too are the baptized, just as Jesus is. Our sins are washed away. We're forgiven. You are God's daughter. You are God's son. We are his beloved children. We have the uniqueness that he delights in. He says, I'm extraordinarily well pleased in you, my dear child. We're the baptized. We don't just remember an event that happened maybe moments ago when the children dipped their fingers in the water, or months ago, or years ago, or even decades ago. What God did at the font brings us to mind who we truly are now and will be in Christ, his beloved children, who are deeply and profoundly loved. God also sends us his angels, his messengers of grace, hope, and companionship. And then God sends us out into each other's lives to provide strength and encouragement as others' angels. Can you name the angels around you? I bet if you prayerfully listen and look, I bet you'll find more than you could imagine. Perhaps God is calling you to step up and be an angel in some other person's wilderness today. Maybe you don't have to say anything. Maybe you just need to be present with that person, bringing them your companionship. It might be exactly what they need. This got me thinking about an event coming up in July called the Bad Water Ultra Marathon. It's 135 miles. It's a foot race. It takes about 2 days for most people to complete it. It's through the Badwater Basin, Death Valley, perhaps the hottest place on earth, and through the lowest elevation in North America, and ends at the trailhead of Mount Whitney, which is one of the highest peaks in North America. The course is so hot at times, runners make sure they run on the white stripes in the roads so that the bottom of their shoes don't melt. They're all dressed in white to reflect the oppressive sun's rays from them. Each year, there are less than 100 people that run this race. Less than 100 who have the courage, or perhaps the foolishness, to run such a race. But here is the sobering truth. No one can do it alone. Each runner spends tens of thousands of dollars to bring together a team that drives a van or an SUV right in front of them, constantly spraying water on them, feeding them, giving them drink, and cheering them on day and night as they run. Without such support, their spirits would soon be crushed. They would quickly overheat and certainly would come to utter ruin. So God sends us out through the Death Valley, through our wilderness, but he does so sending us out soaked to the gills with the grace and forgiveness that is ours through baptism. We are all dressed in the perfect righteousness of Christ, reflecting back any accusation of the devil, showing the righteousness and perfect righteousness of Christ. We are his beloved children. He is well pleased with us, sending us his angels sending us out each into each other's wilderness to cheer each other on, to encourage, to sustain, and to strengthen one another. We're on a team. We're the baptized, drenching wet from the font of God's grace, even though we journey through a dry and parched land. He will bring us safely through this wilderness to the glory of the world to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.